Blog Talk Radio.
Washington, the sun is out, it's 70 degrees, and the children are all dressed in their pretty Easter dresses and suits, and just a wonderful day. I must say, first time in 20 years, and I've played for the churches for, geez, almost 40 years, I got up and went to sunrise service, y'all, and had a wonderful, wonderful time. It was really good, and it was quite a few people in church, believe it or not. I was surprised at 6:30 this morning, but honey, they was there front and center, and God bless them. Wonderful, wonderful. So happy Easter to all my listeners, and thank you again for joining us today. Also on the line is our producer and switchboard operator, Chauvinet.
Happy Easter, ladies and gentlemen.
All righty then. And may you be blessed and not stressed, because you know what today is? Poetry show. That's right. And everyone is welcome from child to 100 plus. You call in, and we want you to express yourself how you're feeling today. As always, we start the program with entertainment news, and Chauvinet will bring us up to date on sports, what's happening with the NCAA, the men's and the women's.
March Madness!
I mean to tell you, that's what time it is. Well, in entertainment news, anyone who had a heart certainly feels for Dionne Warwick, because she's broke. Warwick 72 has filed for bankruptcy. She owes the IRS over $10 million. Mm. And her spokespeople blame a bad business manager who was fired years ago. According to her bankruptcy paperwork, the walk-on-by singer is down to her last $25,000 or so in cash, clothing, and furniture. Bless your heart, Dionne.
Damn.
Warwick publicist claims the singer has been paying the IRS for years, but the payments were applied to the interest and penalties and not the principal. Girlfriend, do I understand? I'm a witness. Mm-hmm. The debt goes back to the late 80s and early 90s, where Warwick was in the midst of another comeback with the hits That's What Friends Are For. I was crazy about that. Heartbreaker, Love Power with Jeffrey Osborne. And y'all, let's not forget Dionne Warwick and what? You know, Psychic Friends Network.
Yes, sure enough.
Remember, she was a spokesperson for days. Anyway, Warwick says she couldn't come to terms with the IRS, so she had no choice but to declare bankruptcy. Well, Dionne, we wish you the best and hope you can get a resolution to your financial difficulties. Also, Dionne Warwick is part of the Whitney Houston family, and since Houston died, the family has been scrambling to survive.
Whatever. Is their show still going on A&E?
Check this out, Shaw. This past week, Pat Houston, Whitney's sister-in-law and manager at the time of the singer's death, had a suicide scare when friends rushed her to the hospital. Pat was found sleeping besides a bottle of sleeping pills. Friends were alarmed when Pat left a strange message on Facebook claiming she was tired of life. Pat Houston tried to have a hit with the Lifetime reality show, The Houstons, on our own. But the show turned out to be a bust. It sure was.
Wow.
It wasn't even good as your daddy's when Bobby Brown had his show. And that was a hot mess, okay?
Oh.
Whitney's daughter, Bobby Chris, is not sharing. I want to repeat that. Is not sharing her inheritance money from her mother's estate. And Pat and her husband, Gary, have alienated Whitney's mom, Sissy Houston, with their actions. What will Pat Houston do now, y'all? She is used to living a certain way, and she needs money. in order to do that and survive. She can't believe how selfish Bobby Chris is being, since she has done so much for her. Bobby Chris, what's wrong with you, girl? Your auntie needs some money. Bobby Chris has her money, and now she is on her own in her world with her plate brother boyfriend. Okay, brother slash boyfriend, Nick Gordon.
Now, are those two married yet?
No, they were talking about it, though.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Let that be the reason. Another soap opera. She may have been fired from Celebrity Apprentice, but life goes on for Claudia Jordan. Is she dating radio host y'all Tom Joyner?
Really?
Jordan and Joyner are friends. When she was on Celebrity Apprentice, she was raising money for his charity, the Tom Joyner Foundation. All in good. Joyner divorced his second wife, fitness expert Donna Richardson, last year. Jordan is 39 and Joyner is 63. He is worth $20 million. Joyner's family is not happy with this friendship. You hear me? They want him to slow down with her. Slow your roll. Slow your roll, Tom.
Ooh.
Jordan reportedly has dated Jamie Foxx, Kevin Hart, Trey Songz, and a host of others. Is it time for a sugar daddy?
Now, how old is she?
She's 39.
How old is Tom Joyner?
63. Viagra-driven.
Mm-hmm.
Let that be the reason. And do y'all remember Jodeci? The much-hyped group Jodeci reunion is getting off to a rocky start. The group was recently booed off the stage in London, y'all. Back in the 90s, Jodeci ruled the charts with their songs Forever My Lady, Love You for Life, and Come and Talk to Me. At the London show, not only were they late for their performance, but they were singing off-key. Yes, Casey, JoJo, and Mr. Dalvin were a hot mess, y'all. The group founder, Devante Swing, he wasn't there.
Really?
Yes, okay.
Huh.
Y'all on your own. Well, good morning, anchor Robin Roberts has always kept her social life very private. She underwent a successful bone marrow transplant that saved her life. Y'all know, yeah, from Good Morning. And now she wants to live on her terms. Honey, I know. When you get cancer, it makes you like, how y'all say it? Shit about to get real?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
sources say Robert is close to tying the knot with her longtime love and independent film director, Storm Sahara. Roberts is 23 years older than Storm. And friends say a private wedding may be happening soon. Storm is also a very high profile in the gay and lesbian community. So, once she gets married, will Roberts come out publicly about being gay? One thing for sure Roberts is doing, and that's the 2013 ESPY Award, y'all. She'll receive the Arthur Ashe Courage Award. Previously, winners included South American icon Nelson Mandela and legendary woman basketball coach Pat Summitt. ESP Awards, just to notate it on your calendars, is going to be July 17th on probably ESPN. So, do y'all remember Miss Judge Joe Brown? Well, after 15 years, it's over. After a salary dispute, the distributors of the show decided to pull the plug, y'all, on Judge Joe Brown. Was reportedly making $20 million a year. Despite low ratings, he wouldn't take a pay cut. Well, maybe nobody else. Remember when Judge Maybelline left?
Yes, she
I
sure did.
I think hers was contract dispute as well.
And it was never the same. I don't care for the lady they have on there now. I don't even know her name.
No, me either. I don't even watch. Honey, after Judge Maybelline left, I was done. Okay,
yeah.
That was your girl.
She kept it real.
She sure, that was my girl. Well, has Robin Thicke quit on the BET show, The Real Husbands of Hollywood? Thicke was not in the final episodes and did not attend the wrap party. Thicke has been a breakout feature on the hit show. He quickly became a favorite, but sources says he feels being on the comedic show has hurt his brand as a singer/songwriter. How could he think that about being on the show? I think he's been the best thing that happened to his career. He is funny and a natural. Will he return for the second season? Who knows?
Yeah, he's hilarious on there. Mm-hmm. And I didn't think Robin Thicke had it in him, but he is. He's funny on there. And I agree with you. I don't think this would hurt his career. If anything, I would think it would enhance his career because he sings on the show, too. The boy got a voice on him. Yeah. I hope he stays because he is. He's a good addition to the show.
I know, that's right.
And that show is off the chain. If you haven't caught that show, y'all need to catch it. Kevin Hart is a hot
he's
mess.
A hot mess, ain't he?
Oh, my God.
That boy don't have good sense at all. And I mean at all, not at all.
He is too hilarious.
Well, in another marital breakup, for all you fans of The Real Housewives of Atlanta, former football star Cordell Stewart has filed for a divorce from his Housewives wife star Portia. They don't have any children, and the marriage barely lasted 2 years. Cordell was not happy with Portia being on the show. He didn't like the intrusion on his life, and he didn't like how producers portrayed him on the show. Could it be called that you want to control and power?
Mm-hmm.
Portia likes being a housewife co-star, and she was enjoying her 15 minutes of fame. Cordell felt the show damaged their marriage and filed for a divorce. She didn't even know she was getting a divorce from him. She heard it through the media. He wasn't even man enough to take her to her as a man. Okay. So I don't have too much to say about Cordell either.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Ain't that something? I mean, he's talking about the show, but, you know, pot can't talk about the kettle, Cordell. Don't forget to look at yourself, brother boy.
Mm-hmm.
It was wrong the way she found out about the divorce. You could have been a man and sat down and talked to her. That's
maybe
what grown-ups do, mature people.
Yeah, but maybe he has. No one knows. Maybe he tried to talk to her repeatedly. She didn't want to listen because she wanted to keep her 15 minutes of fame. So he gave it to her that way.
Mm-hmm. That's true, too. Okay, devil's advocate. All
right. Yeah, we all know.
Oh, Lord. This was a shock to me. It appears the relationship is over between Malcolm Jamal Warner and Regina King.
Oh,
I didn't know that those two were the ones. I didn't know that's who he was dating.
They've been dating for a few years now.
Yeah. Oh. In case you don't know, they're the child stars. Malcolm Jamal Warner, he played Theo on The Cosby Show, and Regina played Brenda on 227, for you people to know. But anyway, yes, they've been dating for quite a few years and even moved in together.
Oh, wow.
So what the scoop is, seems that career pressures, oh boy, tore the relationship apart. King is divorced and has a son from that marriage. Warner has no children, has never been married. He ordered King and her son out of his home, claiming he wasn't feeling their relationship anymore.
Okay.
Friends said he was jealous of King's career. She stars on the TNT drama Southland, and y'all, that show is dynamite. If you haven't had a chance to watch it, I believe it comes on Wednesday or Thursday night. Watch it. It's good, and Regina's off the chain. Very, very good actress, but a good character part. And has been working steadily in movies and TV. Warner, on the other hand, has been having problems with his career. His latest TV sitcom, Read Between the Lines, has been put on hold by BET. I thought that was a pretty good black family show. It kind of reminded you of a young Bill Cosby show.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was good. Warner is very unhappy because he is trying to recreate the success he had on The Cosby Show, which at one time shared the record with All in the Family as TV's number one show for 5 years in a row. Oh, boy. King has tried to downplay the breakup story, saying she is okay and doing fine. Friend says she is devastated. Now King has to find a new home for herself and her son.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's too bad. Wow.
Yeah. Well, look, he ain't the only one in the dumps. What's going on with Eddie Murphy? The famed comedian actor has turned into a bitter recluse. His career has stalled, and many of his friends have left him. Murphy is bitter about his life despite his children, money, and fame. He hasn't had a hit movie in years, and his love life consists of groupies who are paid to be by his side. Wow. That's sad, Eddie. Why is Murphy bitter about his life? He is his own worst enemy, y'all, turning many in Hollywood against him. He ruined his marriage to Nicole Murphy and often picks poor movie roles. He's done with stand-up comedy because he will never open up about anything in his life.
Well.
Yeah, interesting. Okay. Well, some up news. Will the Tonight Show Jay Leno survive the latest late night war? Sources say Jimmy Fallon from NBC's Late Night may be replacing Leno in 2014 as host of the Tonight Show. Leno's ratings have been great, so why would NBC replace him? A couple of years ago, this move backfired on them when they tried to replace Leno with Conan, younger Conan O'Brien. NBC wound up losing ratings on O'Brien. They had to ask Leno to come back to Tonight's show. This time, Jimmy Fallon appears to be heir apparent to the Tonight Show. Hey. Jimmy Kimmel recently moved into the 11:30 slot of ABC, and he is doing very well. David Letterman is also holding his own on CBS. This fall, Arsenio Hall gets back into the mix with his late night show. After being away for so many years, can Hall return triumphantly to late night where he rolled in the early 90s?
Sure did.
Woo.
We all loved Arsenio.
I know, didn't I tell you? Well, that's all I have for entertainment news. I don't have any announcements or anniversaries or birthdays. Do you, Chabonet?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Well, if you want, we could take a quick break, come back. You can do the NCAA, and we'll start into the poetry. How about that?
Okay.
Sounds good to me. Be back in 5. Stay with us. I know the NCAA game is on, but you better stay with the show. We'll be right back. Well, welcome back, everybody. We're so happy that you're joining us today in the studio on this Easter Sunday. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914, area code 646-727-2914. And again, thank you for joining us today, and I hope you're having just as good a day as we are. Well, we're going to bring Chabonet in, and what's sent down the hall on the sports there, girl? We can't hear you.
All right. Sorry about that. We had a technical difficulty. March Madness is what everybody wants to know about. Yes, we have every other sport. But March Madness is what's holding our attention, and it's been madness, people. Madness. So for the men, we get down to the Final Four. Michigan beat Florida 79-59, and Syracuse beat Marquette 55-39. So Michigan and Syracuse will be playing April 6th. And Wichita State beat LaSalle 72-58, and we are waiting to see who is going to win between Louisville and Duke.
I'm going for Louisville. Can I get a hand clap for Louisville, please? Yes, thank you very much. Louisville all the way. They're going to be the NCAA champ. Okay, go ahead, girl.
Well, right now Louisville is leading Duke 73-59, and whichever team that wins will play Wichita State.
Wichita ain't ready for Louisville, but that's all right.
Hey,
we don't mind the competition.
I made the best team win.
Yeah.
I have no favorites.
Go Cardinals.
And they will be leading down to the Final Four for men, which starts April 6th. Now, for the women, the NCAA women, woo. They're getting down to the Elite Eight, which begins April 1st. Notre Dame beat Kansas 93-63, and Nebraska lost to Duke 53-45. So Notre Dame and Duke will be playing April 2nd. Right now we got Baylor, Louisville, I don't know. They play tonight at 6:30. Matter of fact, they should be playing.
Right now, yep.
Yeah, they'll be playing against Tennessee, who beat Oklahoma 74-59. Now, you got Stanford. They lost to Georgia 59-61. And California beat LSU 73-63. So Georgia and California will be meeting April 1st. Getting down to, and that will be in Spokane, Washington, people. Thank you very much.
Hello, can I hear for Spokane?
Thank you very much. Hold it down. That is not Gonzaga, but, you know, we'll let that one go. We'll let that one go. Connecticut beat Maryland 76-50, and Kentucky beat Delaware 69-62. So, Kentucky and Connecticut will also be playing April 1st. And we'll see which team that wins. They'll be in Bridgeport, but that doesn't matter. We just care about the Spokane area. And, again, the Elite Eight begins April 1st to April 2nd. And then they will begin their Final Four for the women April 7th.
Okay.
And that's all the sports today, people.
All right.
And well, it looks
We thank you very much.
There you go. And it looks like we have a caller on the line. Area code 513, you're on the air.
513, go ahead. Who's this? 513, you're on the line with Leonard Chabonet. Hi.
Yeah,
who's this?
I have myself on mute. I ain't no first one.
Okay, and who's this?
This is Romeo Di Natti.
Romeo, is that correct?
Romeo Di Natti.
Di Natti. Okay, correct. Well, Mr. Romeo, you go ahead with your poetry there, sir. Tell us about your poem.
Well, I'm known as an erotic romance love poet. I wasn't sure if this was a show for that or not. I'm a first-time caller and listener.
That's okay. That's all right. Thank you. You're most welcome. Go ahead. Blow it.
Well, I'm going to do one of my culture pieces first.
Okay.
This piece is titled The Way You Make Me Feel. I was asked to write about a Michael Jackson and Janet Jackson collab, and I was told I couldn't write about being in love because I wasn't in love. So this is my piece about the desire.
Okay.
I ask that you lend me your ear so I can touch your mind, feel your heart, and enter to your soul with my thoughts. Time and time again, I'm anticipating when I can be with you. when I can look at your smile and see the truth that I knew we were the two. There's never more than a second that I don't think about you. Only for a moment would I not want to be with you. And that's only because I'm thinking about the moment when I can be with you. I feel you smiling, because I'm doing the same, thinking I can turn your smile into screaming my name in your dreams. When dreaming of the day after forever, we are we. You and I together in the end is the future I see. I want to be your station so I can show you that you're my reality. No need for you to say you'll be with me. I watch YZ show me, ooh-wee, is how you have me. You be begging for more when you have me. So have a seat while I caress your feet. But first I rub your temple, massage through your hair, then whisper the sweetest melodic poems in your ear, because it was sour with the air. But the smile on your lips and heart is my only care, so smile till your face hurts. No, trust, believe that I work at this until it works. I'll even work overtime so you understand how much I want you as mine. Speaking my thoughts and my truths on the way you make me feel, imagining how wonderful this is real, how it would feel, can't explain it. It's the way you make me feel, and I never want this feeling to leave. I want you to never take it away from me. If I gotta forever be by your side, then sign me up for eternity. Cause when I say I want thee, only the love of God would have wanted more for me. This is the way you make me feel, and it's the greatest feeling that can be. That's my thoughts.
Very, very, very nice. I like that. Well, I got to give you a hand clap for that. All right.
That was very good.
That was very nice.
Yeah. Appreciate
it. All right. Go on, get down with it. I know you got another one back there.
You another one? Okay.
Yeah,
well,
one more. Come on.
All right. Well, can I go on to one of my erotic pieces?
Sure. That's fine.
Okay. I'm going to do Head of Class.
Okay, Head of Class.
I ask that you lend me your ear. I noticed her head back, eyes closed, mouth quivering. I can only imagine the rapid thoughts that were going through her mind. Could it equal the fanatic pace that my tongue was twirling around her clit? From the way she grabbed and pulled at my face, my confidence would say yes. So you might wonder, if I'm a cocky mother, shut your mouth as she tried to grip her right hand around my shaft. Her eyes showed amazement. Her mouth nodded violently. Ooh, wee. If you know me, shit, you knew I was on it. She nailed between my legs and I just, shit, how much else need to be said? Because she had me in a daydream. The way her mouth, lips, tongue, and his ring slowly, sloppy, licked me super clean. See, this wasn't no brain I was used to. Her supreme knowledge was triple more than two, so tell me, what would you do? Me? I flipped her over. Head on the pillow, hands gripping the sheets back low, ass in the air. Had my hands wrapped around her thighs, attacking her pretty from the rear. And she rubbed her fingers through her hair, feeling so damn good. If heaven called at this exact moment, she might have to double check about chilling that just staying here. Because quite honestly, she felt so amazingly great. My tongue was like dynamite. It had her walls rumbling, tumbling. Her body ready to explode. If there was a better feeling on earth, she would know. Because her mind was wrapped in and around the feeling of having my tongue wrapped in and around her feeling. Like how indescribable feels. How electric chills feels going from her head to her heels, how she couldn't imagine anything feeling so real. But what I want to know, how else would you want to feel? That's my thoughts.
All right. That was nice. I like that shout.
That was very nice. Yes, I did. It was very good.
You're very passionate in your
yes,
poetry. I like that. And that's how you should write. Some people write from depression. Some people write from, what I want to say, emotion. Well, depression is emotion, but emotionally, you know, if something happens, good or bad, in your life and you go into that zone and you just start writing, and you're writing very, the energy is your compassion you're putting in it. So I can tell that in your writing. Very good. Thank you so much, Romeo. Do we have any other callers, Shop?
No, not at this time. We do not.
Well, maybe we can talk Mr. Romeo in giving us one more selection, if that's possible.
Who am I speaking
sure.
to, may I ask?
This is Linus.
Linus?
Uh-huh, just like Dennis, only with an L. And no, I'm
okay,
not a Linus, but it's Linus.
Linus. Okay, nice to meet you. Who's your the other coast?
Chavinet.
Yes.
Chavinet?
Uh-huh, Chabonet.
It's with the B, Chabonet.
Chabonet. Okay. I could do another piece. Would you like love, romance, or erotica?
I like love.
Love?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to do this piece titled My Earth. I dedicate this to all the mothers.
All right.
I ask that you lend me your ear so I can touch your mind, feel your heart, and enter to your soul with my thoughts. I praise God that you praise God. It comforted my soul more than the Seinfeld Paula Deen show, feeding me like the children of Israel. You are manna, sweet like honey from a bumblebee. Your pure love humbles me. I bow to your temple after I place 7 kisses on your temple. One for each day the Lord had made. Blessing to his son, I get to see your face. You're more than a rib, beyond my Eve. You're the fruit for my life I pluck from your tree. And your nectar heals me through and through. Satisfies my thirst, sparks my fire, burning like a furnace. Till I'm anew. And I'm a new creature, and that's thanks to you. Your anointed hands and blessed breath help bring me through. I'm blessed that God blessed me with you. So my blessing is a double. The devil's under my feet and his head is in trouble. I feel a shout coming on. The choir singing my song. Feel like going on. Going on. Going on. 'Cause your love and strength makes me strong. You're my earth, a feminine miracle only women can give you, like birth. Been able to listen to the harps playing in the kingdom of heaven. Would be equal to your worth. So you beyond cloud nine to me. If I was lost, bro, down in despair, then your love would find me. Construct the perfect repair. Now wherever you're at, I want to be there. Like your shadow. My desire so deep for you, I will plant my seeds in your soil. Multiply food for holding, kiss your belly when this food that joy you give me makes me full. I could not, would not, or nothing else. Gluttony is a sin as well as a curse. So I feed and nourish off you, my earth. That's my thought.
That was beautiful.
Yes,
that was really beautiful. Have you thought about publishing a book? Because you should. You need to get your stuff in book form so everyone can enjoy it.
Thank you. I have
thought about it.
I'm currently working on my debut CD, poetry CD. But
oh,
the
good.
The book is sure to follow. But, yeah, I'm going to try to get the CD out very
good.
Sure.
That is good. I don't know if you know this, but, you know, poetry is very, very popular now.
Very popular.
Yes, yes. I've only been doing this like 3 years now, spoken word. So, I mean, actually spitting in front of people. But, yeah, I see it's really, really taking off.
Well, good. I'm happy for you, so I'm going to tell you now, I'm sure you're going to be successful. Congratulations and honored to know you.
Appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Thank you for calling into the show. That we ought to do a poetry show once a month, huh, Shaw?
Maybe.
I mean, wow. Just
okay, this is the first day of the
Romeo
show?
One. I'm sorry, it's in the studio.
No. This isn't the first time we've done poetry.
Okay, how often is this show?
Every Sunday from 4 to 5 p.m. Pacific time.
Okay.
Sunday from 4 to 5, because we talk about a lot of different subjects. The first Sunday of every month is a psychic reading, but after that we have different subject matter that we do talk about. So,
okay.
And we've got some shows coming up in April that are going to be relationship. It's going to be a lot, so you might want to call in and give your point of view.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, definitely.
Yes. So thank you for joining us today. I'm going to tell you to hold on the line. I'm going to read a few quick little poems. You're welcome to stay with us or just listen, huh?
Okay. I'm going to put myself back on mute. I'll be listening.
Okay. And thank you again, Mr. Romeo, for sharing your poetry and your love today.
Yes, indeed.
Happy Easter to you. Very nice.
Thank you, Ms. Lennon.
You're welcome. Okay. Now, these are just three little short poems for the kids. Easter Bunny hugs and kisses. That cute little bunny has hopped all day delivering baskets for the holiday. His paws are so tired and his nose now itches. He left you something special to fulfill all your wishes. Lots of cute little Easter Bunny hugs and kisses. Easter eggs. Easter eggs, Easter eggs, hitting all around. Cut my children, look about and see where they are found. Easter eggs, they're a sight to see. One for her and one for him and a special one for me. Easter egg. I take an egg all shiny white and then I dip it out of sight. I leave it there within the cup and after a minute I pick it up and, uh-oh, it's a lovely shade of green. The prettiest Easter egg I've ever seen. The Easter feeling does not end. It signals a new beginning of nature, spring, brand new life, and friendship, peace, and giving. The spirit of Easter is all about hope, love, and joyful living. So in that vein, I decided to read. Did you have any callers, Chauvinet?
No, not at this time.
Okay, I decided to read, since this was Easter Sunday, a poem out of my book, Are You Ready? And the first one is prayer, and the second one is going to be Divine Dichotomy. This is my poem on prayer. Thought control is the highest form of prayer. This is not a dare. Think of only good things and righteousness. This is not tenuous or strenuous. Don't emphasize the negativity, but capture the creativity. At times when items in your life look bleak, especially in those moments, see only perfection and protection. Express only gratefulness for what may come next. Imagine what manifestations of perfect you choose next. In this axiom is found tranquility. In this process is found peace, and in this knowing is found joy. Thank you, God, our prayers are answered before the prayer is offered.
Hello.
The second one is called Divine Dichotomy. Divine dichotomy holds that it's possible for two apparently contradictory truths to exist simultaneously in the same place. People find this difficult to accept, but in reality, it is a simple concept. We like to have order, not a border of disorder. So now the picture is automatically rejected. The seed is now a weed. when two realities begin to assert themselves and they seem to contradict one another, the immediate assumption is that one of them must be wrong. A great deal of maturity to see and accept that, in fact, they might both be true.
Hmm. Hello.
And those are my 2 points. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. Area code 646-727-2914. So, Ms. Chauvinet,
any poems on my side? Let's see. Gosh, let me see.
You'd have to come in here.
I take an egg all shiny white, and then I dip it out of sight. I leave it there within the cup, then after a minute I pick it up. And, oh, it's lovely, shade of green, the prettiest Easter egg I've ever seen. That's for my little babies out there.
That's the one I read, Chauvinet.
Oh, my God, you see? Sorry, I didn't know.
It's all right, girl.
Okay, well, here's another. Oh, well, see, no, then I don't want to read no more because I don't know what I'm reading. I don't know what I'm reading for these kids.
Okay, well, let me read my standby that everyone knows poem by me, and it's called Courage. Courage to stand up for what you believe to be right. You can do this. Courage to believe in change when there is a lot to blame. You can do this. Courage to hold on when all is gone. You can do this. Courage to believe by faith and not sight that everything, no matter what, will turn out all right. You can do this. Okay. One more. No places like home. Seeing different people in places from disgrace to embrace. Home is where the heart is, memorized and fictionalized. Grown adult and moving. Don't let that door hit you with that backswing. Confused, misused, and not understood. Too many falsehoods from my childhood. I'm coming home where I belong, in the mind where there is no time. Got my shoes clicking, 2 by 2, it's me and you, mind, body, and soul. There's no place like home.
Okay. All right, well, we're going to take a little break right now. We're going to come back in about 4 minutes.
Sounds good. Now, remember that number is area code 646-727-2914 in the studio. Well, welcome back, everybody. And you're in the studio with Linus and Chabonet. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. I've been reading some excerpts out of my book, Are You Ready? It's a poetry book that's been out for a few years now, and you can buy that book at my website, theessenceofsuccess.com. You can buy the book, Are You Ready? By Linus, or you can listen to the show 24/7, and don't forget, every Wednesday we're on with psychic readings from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Time. And you can also get a reading, if you so desire, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Okay, I'm going to do this poem on consequences, and lo and behold, Chabonet's going to read some poetry, too.
Before we do the poetry.
She thought she was going to get out of it, y'all. You know, I had to bring her to it.
Yes, yeah, she did. But before we do that, I got to give a score. Louisville won and beat Duke 8-5-6-3. All right. Go Louisville. Go Louisville. Go Cardinals. Go Cardinals.
Okay. Going on.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Louisville will be playing Wichita State April 6th.
All right.
There you go.
I think Louisville is going all the way.
They might.
I'm backing them. Yeah.
Might be.
Okay, and the title of this poem is called Consequences. We come into this life with no memory of the past, yet when we die, the consequences of our life unfold before our very eyes. Peace, be still, the choir sings out. Family and friends cry aloud. Agape love is why we are here. Why then are we baffled by toils and snares? Life is beautiful. There is no separation between earth, wind, fire, and water. We serve consequences. The elements know. Let us begin to think. Music is everywhere. Hear the harmonies. Feel the rainbow of colors. Sunshine and rain, cause and effect, short term or long term, are yours for the asking. Consequences affect all of us. I love you. The choice is yours. Do you go or do you stay? And understand this. No matter is inconsequential. There is consequence to everything. The consequence is who and what you are.
Hello.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Preach on, preach on.
Okay. All right, Ms. Chabonet, I don't want to walk down the hall. What's going on with your poetry, girl?
My poem is called Renewal. This is a time of renewal, as it happens every spring. The flowers now are blooming. The birds begin to sing. Easter is a time of hope and a day of rebirth. It shows that winter is over and spring has come to earth.
Oh, that was nice.
I know. The next one is Joy. The blooming lilies, the empty tomb, a welcome respite from winter's gloom. Easter is here to bring us joy and happiness to each girl and boy.
That's right.
And the last one I have is The Plan. Easter is a time of miracles, a chance for man's redemption. It started many years ago and was a plan of God's intervention. He sent to us his only son, whose love for us was great. He died on the cross and rose again to save all of us from our sin, such as blasphemy and hate.
Hmm.
And that is my last poem. Thank you.
Yes, that's so true. The gift, what Easter is, sweet chocolate rabbits, pretty spring flowers, baskets full of candy, a promise of the future, a gift to receive, a beautiful, perfect plan. Winter now is over. Easter at last is here. Life has been renewed.
Oh.
Yes, yes. Well, we've only got a few minutes left, so what does Easter mean to you, Chabonet?
Easter to me is, without being really religious, it's spending time with my family. getting together, eating good food, catching up with laughter and stories and playing
clowning.
With the kids. Oh, yeah. Playing with the kids as they're outside, hunting for the little Easter eggs and seeing the excitement on their face and letting the animals run around in the backyard and just enjoying my family. That's what Easter is to me, is enjoying my family. What that is to me, being one with God, is loving my family and being there with them.
Sounds very good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what Easter means me is, as they say, a time of renewal, but also a time to step up and start making changes if needs to be. You know what I mean? Whether it's spiritually, mentally, or physically. Maybe for some people it's time to start exercising. Maybe for some to get better spiritual analysis of themselves or mentally, you know.
Yes.
Don't think negative, but think positive. Think creative.
Oh, yeah, always.
Mm-hmm.
I have another little poem. It's real cute. The Easter Bunny came last night and left this little scoop. Because you weren't too good this year, you're getting bunny's poop.
Oh, that's cold. That's cold. Some little kid is probably going, uh-oh.
That is too cute. And this one... It starts out cute, but it ends seriously, and it's called Easter Comes But Once a Year. Easter comes but once a year, but when it does, we all know it's here. Children filling themselves with chocolate, dads down the pub for a pint of beer. We go to the church for the wine and bread, dad's half asleep and jerking his head. Baby sister is here too, munching away on the free Easter egg that the priest gave us today. But remember, we must. That the Lord died for us and ascended into heaven to give us fresh lives for each and every one of us. Happy Easter.
You know what? That wasn't a better way than that to close out the program. I love that.
Yes,
indeed. I love that. Okay, well, next Sunday will be Psychic Sunday, you know, first Sunday of every month. And also every Wednesday we will do psychic readings from 3 to 4 p.m. So be sure and mark your calendars and do join us. As I said, the phone number is 646-727-2914. And don't forget the website, theessenceofsuccess.com, where you can also get your daily news, political commentary, television, entertainment news too.
Oh,
yeah. I talk about the stars and folks. So come on over and check out my website and become a subscriber. And like I said, look forward to April because we are going to have some fun shows. Yeah, we're definitely going to go back to, we're going to be doing a part two of What's Bugging You. We had a lot of folks wanted to get in and it was just the line was full. So we're going to do a part two for all those people that couldn't get in and express themselves. And again, we want to thank our poet, Mr. Romeo, that joined us today with beautiful poetry, Exotic and Love. And we're wishing him the best on his DVDs to come out. So maybe he'll call back to the show when he releases, and we can let people know when they can buy it.
Exactly.
For sure. So everybody, you have a good Easter. We have enjoyed ourselves. We enjoyed the listening audience. And we're so glad that you joined us today. So as always, remember, if you're going to grow with me, if you don't grow with me, you can't go with me. And share the love. Chabonet, take us home.
Happy Easter, ladies and gentlemen. May you enjoy this day to the fullest. We hope you have beautiful weather, beautiful time with your loved ones, and hopefully have a good work week. Take care, ladies and gentlemen.